Hi, Stephanie and Jeremy. This is Gail in Ohio. My life is so much better simply because of RVing in every single way. As a state park camp host, I exercise way more than I do at home. The creek and trails call me as soon as I wake up. 55 campsites take lots of cleaning, which gets me moving. The best gift is the terrific people I have met. I have made lifelong friends through girls camping. As soon as I get together with the girls to camp, stress levels go down, conversation lifts my spirits, and I am blessed beyond measure. Thank you so much for everything you do for the girls and the campers. Take care. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes, and also sweet Maggie the camping dog.
You can read about our adventures at rvfta.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are talking about the RV Industry Association trade show that just took place in Salt Lake City, RVX. This was the first iteration of this event, which replaces the annual show that took place for decades in Louisville, Kentucky.
RVIA decided to come out swinging for the first annual RVX and placed an emphasis on innovation and outdoor recreation. We think it was a great success and we are excited to share the spotlight RVs from the event.
You might think it's fairly cookie cutter when it comes to new RV design, but we know that there are folks in the industry shaking it up. You are listening to episode number 220, Spotlight Winners from RVX in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Before we head into this week's featured topic, Spotlight Winners from RVX and Salt Lake City, it's time to check in and thank our sponsors. So we have a big thank you to Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, to Thetford, to Jellystone, and to Jayco, and also a big thank you to our friends at Truma, who we got to hang out with at RVX.
Always fun to hang out with our friends at Truma, especially Billy DiDonato, our very good friend who teaches us how all that tech works, right? Truma has been the leading European supplier for RV accessories for over 70 years, and they actually pioneered caravan heating in Europe in 1961. And all RVers should thank their lucky stars that Truma came over to America in 2015 with the truly fantastic and revolutionary AquaGo, which offers instant, constant, and endless hot water. Now, the AquaGo can replace any other tankless or 6 to 16 gallon hot water heater, and you won't regret the investment.
And it weighs less.
Yes, so you save some weight.
Shed a
too,
few pounds, right? There.
Cargo carrying capacity. We can honestly say that the Truma AquaGo has risen to the top as our favorite modification in Buck the toy hauler, and we just enjoy every single trip a little bit more because we have endless hot water. Go over to Truma.com to learn more about the AquaGo, and you can also check out our little video that's on our Instagram feed that we put up with Billy.
People were like, wait, I can put that in my travel trailer?
Yes.
And we were like, yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Absolutely can. Okay, so speaking of RVX, we decided to devote the entire episode today to the experience at RVX in Salt Lake City because, well, for a couple of reasons. First of all, because this is actually a really important event that took place in the industry. And we'll talk about why it's more important every year than maybe the Louisville was in a couple years past.
Yeah. So for years upon years, RVIA has done a show in Louisville. And it's a dealer show. It's a show where dealers would come and they would make purchases from the manufacturers and all the OEMs would be there. And it was a place for everyone in the industry to meet and to do business. Now, over the years, it kind of slowed down a little bit at Louisville, partly because a second big show like that opened up called Open House, which is out in Elkhart in the fall. So RVIA wanted to pivot in kind of a go big or go home way. So RVIX in Salt Lake City, it's a brand new concept, and it's not going to be in the same place every year. RVX is going to move around from region to region to city to city. So Stephanie, what is RVX and how is it really very quite different than Louisville?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that things had kind of changed in Louisville over the years, and that's normal in an industry for things to shift. And the important thing is for an industry to shift along with those natural changes. So people people didn't, you know, go to a show once a year to place their orders anymore like they had in the past. You know, orders, first of all, model years were getting changed over much earlier than they used to be. So for many of these dealers, they had already, by the time Louisville rolled around in late November, early December, they had already placed a lot of their new model year orders and were done with that. They were ready to wait until the start of big show season and buying season in the winter.
So a lot of the manufacturers were showing up just to be good team players in the RV industry. But like Stephanie said, they weren't actually doing a lot of business there because they had already done the business elsewhere.
Yeah, business was getting done in the months before, for sure. So the good thing is that the RVIA, instead of just digging in and saying, nope, this is the way we've done it for decades in the industry, they decided to change along with the industry. And I really want to give them due credit for that, because it is not easy to change the biggest industry trade show, no matter what industry you're
particularly in. Particularly in an industry that maybe is a little adverse
to change than the average industry.
Stephanie and I, you know, do enough work in the industry where we heard a lot of grumbles about the change. And I got to be honest with you, I was floored by RVX. It was a really awesome, awesome event. And the major shift that occurred was really it pivoted away from being a sales event for dealers buying from manufacturers to being a media event where they really wanted media from all over America and all over the world internationally to come and cover the RV industry, to come and cover what is new and exciting in the RV industry. And I think they succeeded, because as we were walking around RVX, we were meeting people from Motor Trend Magazine. Mm-hmm. There were people from Ellen there. You'd hear people speaking German or French. There was really an international media audience there covering the American RV industry, which is what they wanted. They wanted to build excitement about the RV industry, and I think they did.
Right. So first of all, they moved it to a different time of the year. They moved it into March, and that was theoretically to kind of encourage that excitement for kicking off the camping season. And I think that that was a very good idea, right? This is about the time when people are excited to start using RVs so they can sort of gain that traction from the excitement at the show and head towards, you know, the camping season.
And in a world of digital media where these outlets will come and do a story and put it up online right away, this is when people have interest in publishing stories about the RV industry and publishing stories about camping, because spring is right around the corner, where right after Thanksgiving, like, no media outlets are publishing stories about camping and RVing. It's just not a good time at all for that.
And then the second thing that they did was they really tried to develop programming around sort of the outdoor recreation world, instead of just focusing on just a sea and a floor full of RVs. So they set up things like KOA sponsored the campground, you know, of the future, where there was virtual reality and showing what different camping events might look like in the future. And events like the RV Technical Institute's Top Tech Challenge, which really put the focus, obviously, on service, which is an important thing right now in the industry.
I think the RVIA is working really hard to make being a service tech an exciting job, make young people think of it as a potential career for the future. Because all of us that are really into RVing know that there's a lack of service technicians out there. So they're trying to make that exciting, and they're doing a lot with that currently.
Yeah. Before we move into what was obviously the biggest event of the entire show, which was the reveal, right? And this was the kickoff event of the show. It happened on the very first day of RVX. And the whole point of it was to showcase 9 different stellar RVs in 9 different categories, and to show these RVs and to say that these RVs are cutting edge. You know, they're the best of the best. They're showing some sort of innovation. And we're going to go through those different categories and talk about the spotlight winners on the rest of the show. But before we did that, I just wanted to take a minute to talk about something in the industry that I think is highlighted at these trade shows, both in Louisville and in RVX, that I think our audience might benefit a little bit from just knowing about, because I know it's something that I've learned more over the years. So One of the common refrains we hear from our listeners and from RV consumers out there in general is, are they listening to us, right? Like in the Facebook groups and emails we get, people say, you know, do these people, meaning manufacturers, do they camp? Do they listen to the consumer? Do they hear what we're saying? And the thing that these trade shows really emphasize is something that a lot of people don't understand. Yes, manufacturers are listening, but you know who they're listening to? They're listening to their primary customer. And do you know who that is?
The dealer.
The dealer. Exactly. So this is something that me and you have learned over the years. And I think that it's still tricky for a lot of RV buyers out there to understand that this industry is a little bit different. We have seen over the years that manufacturers are mostly forward-facing to the dealer population.
They're marketing their products to the dealer. They're spending their time with the dealers.
Yeah.
They're listening to what their dealers think the customer wants.
Exactly. So when people say, are they listening? I think manufacturers would full-throatedly be like, yeah, we're listening. We're listening to the people that come with the checks to buy all of the RVs. And the dealers will say, people want more of this. People want less of that. And the manufacturers really respond to that. That model has been under strain more and more over the past few years as we've watched the industry develop and sort of come to terms with the fact that right now this industry is going through a big change where, you know, consumers want direct to manufacturer communication. You know, they're really demanding it. They want information from the manufacturer more than the dealer.
And they want to be part of a community that the manufacturer is creating.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of the most forward-thinking RV manufacturers are also creating community for their buyers.
Yeah, and they have to. I just really believe that strongly because even though this model has worked for them in the past, the problem is the model doesn't work anymore because people don't even go to the dealer until they are so far along in the shopping process now. So it used to be that people might think, oh, we want an RV and go to a local dealer and walk around and see what was available. People are now doing that shopping in their PJs on the couch at night. They're on the laptop. They're in groups like ours online. They're looking for all of that information long before they ever step foot on a dealer lot. And I think that's a tension in the industry that we're watching play out. And I really hope that this event is a sign that the industry understands they need to be more consumer-facing, i.e. media-facing, right? Giving this stuff out there more to the public and not just to their dealer base, which I think has been the case in the past.
Oh, I'm thrilled that this has morphed into a media event because the RV industry, I think, is undercovered nationally. And even when we were talking to reporters and writers for like Motor Trend magazine, they were saying like, these RVs are amazing. Like, I didn't know this existed. I didn't know this stuff was out there. I didn't know these RVs were this tech forward, this sophisticated. So I have high hopes for RVX in the years to come.
I do. I think that this was a pretty amazing, undertaking for the first year. Like, they really pulled out the stops. They went all force. And I think that they could have fallen flat on their face, and they didn't.
It was a rebirth in a lot of ways. And Stephanie just mentioned, you know, we're going to cover the reveal, which is there was like award-winning RVs in 9 different categories. They called them spotlight RVs, right? But also they had some other really kind of new groundbreaking things. They also had the kickoff of the RV Women's Alliance mm-hmm. to celebrate women in the industry. And that is such a positive forward-thinking thing to encourage women to have careers in this industry, to network, to get to know each other, because you're going to be working with these women. You are, Stephanie, right?
Yeah, and traditionally, obviously, it has been a more male-dominated industry.
Oh,
so this is a big
honest,
deal.
A lot yeah. more male-dominated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was thrilled to go to that RV Women's Alliance kickoff event, too.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job, and I think that they had, you know, originally planned for maybe 70 people or so, and I think they had over 150 people.
Well, they were nice enough to let the guys come, and we were all curious to see what the ladies were up to. But the main event for really the entire thing is the reveal. And they had 9 categories and they picked a spotlight winner for each. And then they announced them on the stage. They dropped curtains and revealed each of these winners. And there really was a wide variety of really interesting, diverse RVs. I was quite impressed by the winners, weren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dive in and we'll be back in a minute and we'll start talking about what some of the spotlight winners were.
Stay tuned. And we'll start with family friendly. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for us to dive into the 9 spotlight RVs in 9 different categories. And the first one's going to be the family-friendly winner. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
Bass Pro and Cabela's has everything you need to get into the great outdoors with your family. And if you are ready to stock up for the spring camping season, we, of course, have some of our favorite products that we absolutely love, including an outdoor kitchen, which really helps us cook. Look outside, enjoy time outside around the picnic table with our kids, and really have those wonderful camping family meals that mean so much. We also, of course, love our camping chairs for around the campfire and spending that quality time together. And then you also want to stay active in the outdoors, and we've been using their affordable lineup of hiking backpacks and hiking boots for years now. So you can get ready for your next great family camping adventure, and you can do it in an affordable way at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. It's in your nature.
I've been checking out those Ascend backpacks from Bass Pro Shops. Those are
I've got my eye on a couple
really
of those.
Nice.
The boys need new ones. They're ready for the next size up.
I think I'm ready too. Let's walk through the 9 reveal spotlight RVs in 9 different categories. And the categories themselves are really interesting. So the first category was family friendly. And the winning RV, the spotlight RV, was the Jayco Eagle HT 264 BHOK. This is a travel trailer that's just under 33 feet. It's about 8,000 pounds. And I think what makes it really exciting to me is that it has like the fit and finish and trim level and options and amenities of a fifth wheel, but it's a travel trailer.
Yeah. And I also think that, it tries to combine that comfort level of that family travel trailer along with a little more adventure spice in there too. And that makes me really happy to see. So for instance, you can get manufacturer installed solar panels on this. And that is a huge deal for the Jayco travel trailer lineup. And there's also a dedicated generator spot right there in the front of the travel trailer where you can put the generator. This is moving the quote unquote family friendly travel trailer off grid just a bit. And I really like that.
Well, a lot. I mean, the idea, like they had it equipped with solar panels, which I think very soon you will be able to order the solar panels by fall at the factory. And as Stephanie mentioned, you can, there's a generator prep. There's a spot for a generator up front. So they had it equipped with the Onan generator, which means that this RV, you can do everything. You can do your air conditioning. You can do everything. You can plug in all your appliances. You can make coffee in the morning.
Right. There's the cargo door that opens to allow up to a 13-foot kayak to slide through there, which is nice. You know, your bikes can get in there. There's a lot you can do with this.
That's a major feature. So it's not a toy hauler, but at the back of the RV, there is a fairly spacious cargo door that opens up, and it opens up to the double over double bunk area, and you can flip one of those bunks up, and they had a 12 or 13 foot kayak put inside there. So this is a very appealing feature for me because we could easily put our SUPs and our kayaks into the RV without having to try them get them into the door, which is sometimes impossible or at the very least very awkward to do.
Now in this category, like all of the categories, there was also what might be considered the runners up, right? And they called them the judges' choices. They were other standout RVs in these categories. And I just wanted to mention that we linked to every single one of the judges' choices over on rvfta.com/RVX. That's the URL for these podcast show notes. So if you want to check out, we're not going to read off all of those for every category, but if you want to check them out, just go over, scroll through the show notes, and you can click on all of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's like another 30 RVs in that category, okay? So our second category, van life. And this was pretty exciting. And this winner came from out of nowhere. So the winner of the van life spotlight RV was the Modvans CV1 camper van. This company is brandy new. Mm-hmm. The owner was sitting right there with this mod van. It was on the Ford chassis, I believe, like the Ford Transit chassis.
Yeah, so it is on the Ford Transit chassis. And this, the manufacturer, the owner who we met and we spoke to at length, he's actually delivered 10 of these. And he has orders, I think, for 40 more.
He has sold 10 of these.
Yeah, so here's the thing that stands out about this particular sort of Class B style van is that it's done in a more convertible style. And the reason why that stands out to me and really impresses me is because when you're making the investment into sort of a camper van, right? Think about the idea of that camper van sitting in your driveway for, say, 250, 300 nights a year. These are expensive engines, expensive pieces of equipment. And if you're only using it as a camper van, it might really sit there for a while. The whole concept behind this is that he puts it into either driving mode or camping mode. And in driving mode, it's kind of made to operate as like your family or couple's SUV at all other times. And just to be driven like a regular car would be.
Now, a second row of seating was a given. But
you could also get a third row of seating.
Mm-hmm. And then also, it's modular. Like, there are the RV parts that you add to it, you can buy separately, and you could change this
over
time.
And you move them in
time.
And out easily.
Yeah, yeah, and it has a pop top with a bed for the kids. So this could be a Class B that you use with your one or two kids. As they get older or move out of the house, you could transform it back into a couple's coach. So it has a lot of options, and it could change over the years as your family dynamic or your traveling dynamic changes. So really smart, interesting design, and you can set it up a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I mean, I can see this really fitting into the needs of so many people who want to make the investment into a Class B but don't want to spend that much and still be operating two other vehicles in their family
and
fleet.
And isn't that pop top so cool? Like,
yeah,
I
so
mean,
the
it's
pop
like that
top
Westphalia
too,
kind of feel.
It feels like a throwback for sure, but it also just opens up that space in there. Anybody that's been in a Bay with the pop top knows the difference. When you lift that ceiling up, you just bring in so much space and light.
The difference is you can go camping with your kids in that thing.
Well, and even if you don't have kids, the pop top just gives you headroom so that you can be standing up inside
right.
of it.
That's a great point. So there's the pop top roof and you can put the bed in for the kids
or you can just pull
the bed right out. And then all of a sudden you have plenty of room to stand. Great point as well. So it's going to be really interesting to see this company grow and develop.
Yeah, I'm excited for them and I'm happy for them.
I'm proud for him.
I think he was shell-shocked that he won.
I think he was totally shell-shocked. And I'm proud of the reveal that they made it possible for the new kid on the block to kind of dive in and win with an impressive new product.
All right. Well, the next one in this segment that we're going to look at is for the City Escape. And the spotlight winner happened to be another Class B. And it's almost like a Class B van on the opposite side of the spectrum, because this is Leisure Travel's Unity Rear Lounge, which people were doing backflips over at the show.
It was really beautiful inside. I mean, it had the feel of that kind of Airstream feel inside in terms of how luxurious it was.
Ultra modern and sleek, more of the European kind of styling 100%. That you get with the Leisure Travel for sure. Now, what is different about this one? So, of course, City Escape, this category was supposed to feature sort of those smaller, maybe lightweight getaway adventure mobiles for somebody who lives in more of an urban setting and wants to get away very easily. easily and quickly for the weekend. Obviously, storage played a factor in this category, right? For city escape, you need to be able, if you live in an urban area, to store an RV a little bit easier.
This you could park in a garage, hypothetically.
Right.
It's on the Sprinter cab chassis. And Stephanie said it's very streamlined and European, but it was also really comfortable inside. Like, I just felt like I could really kick back in there and relax.
Well, it did this. It really was a revolutionary floor design. It is. There's nothing else like it. So it basically takes a bay and splits it up into feeling like there's two separate rooms. And you don't find that anywhere. So when you walk in, you're in the little like kitchenette sitting area, like dinette area. And the way that they L-shaped the kitchen and then created a little bit of a hallway, that second room to the back is set up like the rear lounge, where you have this residential sort of sectional sofa.
And lounge
there
is the perfect word.
It did feel like
it's
a lounge.
It's got a little bit like a club feel to it.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's a Murphy bed, which if you've been in a bee, the Airstream has the Murphy bed in the bee also. And that Murphy bed in a bee really does create so much additional space and opens up the floor plan a lot.
And this one beat out some awesome competitors, including Winnebago and Airstream.
I'm sure that Winnebago and Airstream were like, roar!
Well, they won in other categories. So this, I have to say, like, out of the nine, this was in my top three personally in terms of ones that I was just like, oh my God, I would love to own this one day.
Yeah, it's fancy pantsy. And it was one of those RVs that everybody was walking in just going, wow, wow, wow. It felt like luxury, you know, I mean, leisure travel, they just do everything so top notch and beautiful. This also incorporated a brand new touchscreen smart system from Dometic that isn't in any other RV out there also. So there was those little features in these winners
as well. The comfort, the styling, the tech. Now we're going to come back in a second with three more categories. We're going to talk about the Team Tailgate Spotlight RV, the Outdoor Adventure Spotlight RV, and the Destination Camping Spotlight RV. That's our next three categories from the RVX reveal. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for us to dive in and talk about some more of the winners at the RVX reveal. We're going to be talking about Team Tailgate, about the Outdoor Adventure Spotlight RV, and about the Destination Camping Spotlight RV for all you seasonal camping lovers. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
What makes a Jellystone Park different from any other campground out there? It is the focus on family fun. Whether you're visiting in your RV, you're staying in a cabin, or pitching a tent, you're going to find amazing amenities and activities that create camping experiences your family will never forget. We all get lost in that grind with our kids, right? The chores, the school activities, family obligations, and sometimes life can just feel like that march, right? Like you're just getting through day by day. A Jellystone Park is the perfect place to bring back the fun. Just everybody takes a deep breath and remembers what it's like to just have a great time together. The full slate of themed activities will bring out the kid in every member of your family, no matter how old you are.
I need me some Jellystone.
We've got some Jellystone right around the corner. Don't worry. Remember, it's not just a campground, it's a Jellystone. And now is the time to book for that summer season. Somebody on our Facebook group just said, oh, I tried to get a spot at this Jellystone you're always talking about, and it's full in April. Of course it's full in April. The best of these Jellystones, they book out, so get your spot now.
You know, it's been a long winter, and I really need some time with Yogi Bear. I really do. I need a
that's
hug.
That's all right. Go to jellystonepark.com to make a reservation at a park near you.
All right. So we talked about the family-friendly winner. We talked about the van life winner. We talked about the city escape winner. Now we're going in a very different direction. with the Team Tailgate Spotlight RV winner. It was the Heartland Cyclone Ultimate Tailgate RV.
With kegerator.
Stephanie, this is a 40-foot plus fifth wheel, right?
Yeah. Of course. I mean, if you're going to win the tailgate category, you better bring it. Okay, so
there won't be room for anyone else to tailgate, though, if you bring this one.
This had everything. This was the tailgate party right there. First of all, it had a touch button side deck. Okay, so you know those side decks that have gotten so popular that come out? In this model, it was by the simple push of a button that entire side deck came out and set itself up.
Because when you're tailgating, you've got a drink in one hand and you only have one hand available to put down your party
deck. Open that button, right? There was also multiple 55-inch TVs inside and outside, of course.
I think we lost count of the 55-inch TVs. And there were 8 subwoofers and 18 speakers. Yeah. And everybody that went in it was cranking the stereo.
Yeah,
like that was
the
thing
to
do.
Yeah, you got it. You got to see how the game's going to sound right, or if you're tailgating before a concert, whatever.
This thing was a decadent behemoth, right? I mean, not in my wheelhouse, if you're into tailgating and you're into partying, or you wanted to just set this up at a seasonal site and have fun all season long, this thing was a beast.
I'll talk about decadent. There's a hot tub that's set up either inside or outside. It's in the garage area, and you can actually bring it out and set it up outside too. So this deserved to win the tailgate category because it really is a party on wheels. I love it. My hat's off to them for
The built-in kegerator, like, again.
I know. Walking away with it at that point.
Like, just slow clap for them.
You deserve it. All right. Now, the next one, the next category was outdoor adventure. And I have to say, you mentioned that the rear lounge was in your top 3. Well, this Sylvan Sport Vast really, I think, was my favorite of all of the winners. Sometimes we joke about, in like our Facebook group and everything, we all joke about how we need like the Mary Poppins of our RVs, right? Where we all want this small little container, but then we want to like open it up at the campground and for every single thing that we want to expand and come flying out.
This has a slide out kitchen.
Yeah.
Like the kitchen slides out and it's like a bar.
This is innovative. So the kitchen is actually indoor-outdoor. So you can kind of push it inside
or slide it out, and then it's a big outdoor kitchen. If you are going to go onto our website and go to the show notes and look at one of these, just go look at this one because there was nothing like this one.
No, and it was really all about hauling the gear too, which I loved. So on the side of this, there's room for 2 kayaks, right? They have racking for 2 different kayaks along the side.
Which was really cool that it was on the side and
right.
Not the roof.
Yeah, and it's built in so you don't have to worry about it. There's plenty of space for bikes.
It's like a toy hauler.
Right, it really is set up like a toy hauler, but then they add all this other stuff to it to keep it small and compact, but then also really use friendly.
For an adventure vehicle, so you could put the bikes in there so easily.
2 full queen beds. So that was really a big deal to me. So you would have enough room for a whole family to sleep, and you'd also have enough room for your family's bikes in transit and kayaks and the kitchen. And this felt like an RV that was built for family adventure, no matter what your family looks like. And that's really important to me that somebody's building. Sometimes it seems like the adventure stuff goes into the couples category only.
Great point and with the 2 queen beds. I didn't really think of it because you're right. So many and like some of the models that this one beat were great, like the Airstream Base Camp, the Taxa Tiger Moth, the Taxa Cricket,
the Nobo,
the Forest River
Nobo. Yeah.
And we really like all of those. But you're right. This one you can have kids because it has the bed on the lifter system that drops down from the roof, and then the couch also turns into a full queen bed. What struck me about this one is that this one might be really appealing to an outdoorsy type of person who's not necessarily interested in RVing. You know what I'm saying? Like a person that's not even shopping for an RV but sees this somewhere, like if it was set up at an REI or something like that or a Bass Pro Shop, I could see a fisherman going like, oh my God, I want this to take to the lake.
Yeah, and I think that that's true. Like what it does is, I think that that's always, of course, true of like the Taxa, like the Crickets, the Tiger Moths and everything. Those fit into that same category of feeling like you're transcending that RV world, right? And you're going to like the outdoorsy person who's looking for a way to take their adventure with them. But I think that this one kind of is a little less rugged. So it feels a little more like a really great, hard-sided, amazing sort of Swiss Army knife RV.
There's so many thoughtful things. Like, just the fact that you don't have to climb onto the roof to put the kayaks, mm-hmm. right? The kayaks go on racks on the side, so you don't need a ladder to climb up onto the roof. I would love to take this one out for the weekend. I would really love to try this one and see what it's like to spend the night in.
All right. Now, the next one, the next category was destination camping. And some of you might know that is more of seasonal camping, right? Or snowbirding. I was happy to see this category because I actually think this is a really important part of RVing, that sometimes it's like a little bit of the like ugly, you know, red.
Well, I think that the seasonal camping gets overlooked.
I do too.
And on our own podcast, we've tried to cover it. For goodness sake, we had a seasonal for a year. Mm-hmm. And partly because we wanted to see what it was like. A lot of people have seasonal sites, and it's such a wonderful option for spending a lot of time camping with your family. So I'm also super glad this was a category here.
And this had, when we give our talks at RV shows, we talk about fifth wheels really fitting that seasonal niche and that destination camping niche so well. And this was a fifth wheel that won in this category. And I think gratefully so, because if you ever want that destination camping to feel like your home away from home, I don't think that there's anything that makes you feel that way more than a fifth wheel.
And the Spotlight RV for destination camping was the Forest River Riverstone Luxury 39RBFL.
Yeah, and that's forward living. So this is the kind of fifth wheel which has gained in popularity over the years, where when you walk in, you walk up the steps to a big living room. And because you have the windows wrapped around, and they actually have a window in the front cap of this one, so you can really feel like if you have a great view at your seasonal, right? If you just have that lake house, you know, that lake RV spot, whatever, you can sit there in your living room at the campground and have these really like 360 practically. Well, it wouldn't be 360, let's say 230 degree views, you know, of the beautiful, great outdoors.
This to me, it's a second home.
You
know, this type of RV is like buying a lake house.
1.5 bathrooms. The second bath has a double sink vanity. You know, I mean, this really brings in all the comforts at home and brings them to the campground.
I mean, by the way, I think that the reveal nailed these categories. So we're going to come back in a second, talk about the winners of the final three categories. We're going to talk about luxury living, we're going to talk about sustainability, and we're going to talk about on the horizon. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for three more Spotlight RVs from the RVX reveal. We're going to talk about the winner for luxury living, the winner for sustainability, and the winner for on the horizon. All really, really cool categories. But before we do that, we have another sponsored message.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. You might have seen us hanging out with our friends at Thetford at RVX stealing
Stephanie
some smart
toe. Stephanie tried to steal a smart toe, too, and she couldn't get into the airport.
Oh.
She couldn't get it past security. No, we gave away a smart toe, too, last
weekend. That was
weekend.
Fun.
And by the way, for all our podcast listeners, we have lined up 7 more awesome giveaways to celebrate spring camping. We have giveaways coming from Lodge Cast Iron, from Blackstone, from Weber, from Camp Casual. Tons of stuff we're giving away over on our Instagram account. And we've changed the handle on our Instagram account. It's now at Jeremy and Stephanie. So if you want to go over there and win some great spring camping prizes, we encourage you to do so.
All right. And then you can also make sure that you stock up on all the other products products that Thetford has that are made specifically for RVs, and keeping your tanks in tip-top shape. That's really important to follow what the experts know you should be putting into your tanks, as opposed to what all those keyboard commandos on Facebook are telling you to put into their tanks. We use AquaChem toss-ins. We use AquaSoft toilet tissue. We really keep our tanks in tip-top condition, and we don't have stinky issues.
And that AquaSoft is just so soft.
Two ply.
So soft.
All right, visit Thetford.com to see a complete line of awning cleaners, black streak and bug removers, wash and wax options, slide out rubber seal conditioner, and more.
All right, let's talk about the Luxury Living Spotlight RV. And this just goes into a category beyond anything I will probably ever own. It was the Newmar Superstar. And this thing was a beast. A Super C on a Freightliner chassis with the Cummins 350 horsepower diesel engine. This was a beast,
well,
to say the least.
This is Newmar's first foray into the Super C. So they haven't done this. And it was interesting to watch them sort of take their, you know, kind of penchant for luxury, which Newmar is so good at, and try to bring it into that more sort of rugged Super C environment.
But yet it still like looks and feels like a Newmar.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is really amazing that they managed to do this. And they did it through some technological marvels, I think, of like marrying the cab into the regular RV area in a way that you don't normally see in a Super C. You know, like they're like showing off like that tech that they did to try to make this feel seamless, even though you have that separate cab area in a Super C.
And this was one of the winners that's a prototype. Like,
yes,
you can't buy this
you
one
cannot
yet.
Get
it'll
it.
Be on the market in 2020.
Right. So there was a lot of things that, I mean, obviously they had these two fully fleshed out superstars there, but at the same time, there were things that they were saying like, well, we're not sure what the, you know, cargo carrying capacity is exactly going to be when this actually comes to market. So there's still some questions there. But, you know, some people want that luxury of that Class A, but they want some of the features of a Super C, that towing capacity, right? Like a Super C can
that
just...
incredible power.
Right. You can't get the same towing capacity in a Class A as you can in a Super C. You also can't get, I guess, that engine workability, right? Everybody says it's so much easier to access and work on the engine in a Super C, and some people that's really important to. So Newmar has dipped their toe into the water here and tried to bring their, you know, star power into a new market. So we'll see how it works for them.
And a pretty splashy paint job and a really luxurious interior, to say the least. Now, the next winner was also a prototype. And this was the only one, correct me if I'm wrong, this was the only one you couldn't even go inside because
yes,
it was such a prototype.
Right, exactly. So, they had some images of ways that they had outfitted the inside and ways that they imagined the inside being outfitted. So this is the Winnebago all-electric zero emissions.
And that's
RV.
The Sustainability Spotlight RV. So obviously when this thing becomes a reality, it will be absolutely groundbreaking. I mean, an all-electric Class A motorhome, that's a revolution.
Right. And right now they're not even saying, you know, Winnebago, my hat's off to Winnebago. They are constantly throwing out concept vehicles. And I really appreciate that about them.
Like people in the auto industry do that all the time.
Right. Yeah. And Winnebago, they take that kind of, I think that seriously. And they're always throwing out the future, right? Like, what does this look like in the future? What does RVing look like in the future? And we'll see how it actually rolls out. But this had, they had two different models for this. I mean, at two different lengths. And one had 6 batteries and one had 8 batteries. And they said that the length of driving could be between 85 and 125 miles.
And they also are thinking of this as something that could be used for educational purposes, for mobile medical clinics.
Mm-hmm. Like blood drives.
Not necessarily the RV that you're going to be taking to the Rocky Mountains on vacation, but an RV that might be used for a business or a nonprofit.
Right. Very specialized uses right now and developing it out for those purposes. And then later on, taking that same technology, hopefully, and transferring it to the more recreational use of an all-electric RV. I mean, Can you imagine?
I think Winnebago can do it.
Oh,
you know,
sure,
if anybody
can
do it, they can do it. It might take them a while.
Yeah.
Now, the next category was somewhat similar in terms of being like kind of futuristic. It's the On the Horizon Spotlight RV and the Airstream Classic Smart RV One. So it was this really interesting combination of, from the outside, it just looks like a classic Airstream, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like anything from the future necessarily.
Which I love that they did that.
Right.
They kept the outside the exact way that an Airstream should be.
Packed with some new technology.
Right. It had 4G LTE connectability, of course, which is incredibly important to people going forward in the RV world. I mean, you just cannot get away from the fact that people need to stay connected, even when they're traveling these days, even if we want to bury our heads in the sand and ignore it. But basically, Airstream said, okay, we're all creating smart houses. Well, what does a smart RV look like? And this looks like the entire RV is wired so that you can control your temperature, your tank size, how full your tanks are, your battery power. You know what every system in your RV is doing or not doing.
And I think the On the Horizon name of the category is important because I do think that all of these things are right around the corner for the RV industry. This is not 20 years from now. This is maybe 3 or 4 years from now that we're going to see a lot of these things packed into RVs. And this was the one that was up on stage.
Well, and the RV manufacturers have been able to do this. Let's be clear. They've basically been like, we could make your RV smart. The problem has always been the connectability, right? Connectivity. So the thing is, they say, well, we could put all these features in, and then you go out, and if you can't connect to a stable, wireless network,
then what's the point?
Then nothing's going to work. So that's kind of been the glitch. And I think that now that we're going towards that, more of that 4G, that LTE connectability, which is the only thing that's ever worked for us when we're traveling. People say, oh, what Wi-Fi booster have you gotten? And I'm always like, you know what? They're all a waste because you can't get reliable Wi-Fi. Whereas if you can get reliable cell signal, no matter where you are in the country, that works a lot better. So kind of tying into the LTE, the 4G grid, instead of the, instead of trying to work with wireless, I think makes a big difference.
Now, they had this up on the stage, and then I never went into, this is the only one I didn't go into besides the Winnebago, because you couldn't go into the Winnebago, because this was up on the stage. And by the time I got back in, they had dropped the curtain again. And then they had another one out at the Airstream display. But when I went to walk in it, the CEO of Airstream, Bob Wheeler, was sitting in it being reviewed by a reporter. So I was like,
said,
I'm not going to drop
hey.
It. Now, I'm going to put you hey, on Bob. The, I'm going to put you on the spot, Stephanie. There were 9 RVs and 9 categories. Could you give me a loose top 3, even if they're not in order? Which 3 were most compelling to you?
All right. Well, I said the Sylvan Sport Vast was incredibly compelling to me. I really feel like it was the Mary Poppins bag of RVs, and I loved it, and I would take one in a heartbeat, and I would travel with my kids in that, absolutely. And then the other one that I really loved was the CV1, the mod vans, CV1 camper vans. I love being in that. I love the fact that all the seats were latch compatible, bolted to the frame. These certain things that come up specifically when families are looking for a motorized option.
And he said the rear seats had not been crash tested, but that he had made them to the exact
same specifications
as the auto industry makes them. And I really kind of believed him. I felt pretty comfortable with that.
Yeah. So I really liked that was a nod. And then also, what I have to say, the Jayco Eagle, I really admire the fact, I see all the time people say, do these people even camp, right, that are designing RVs? I am telling you, Chris Barth, if you talk to him, the things, the level of attention to detail for how people are camping in his units and how he wants to make this really seamless, wonderful camping experience, it blows me away
every
single. He calls
them camping correct features. Like he wants all the features to really line up with what real RV owners
want. Right, what happens at the campground. And sometimes you don't even realize the little tweaks he's made to come correct in that area until he points it out and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, you're right. That's how you really use it. So I admire that.
One of my 3 is also the Eagle, and I've been saying for years that I want the RV industry to build travel trailers that are at a quality and price point that is kind of midway between the typical entry-level travel trailer and the Airstream. Like, for a while, it just didn't seem like there were nice, towable travel trailers that were around that $40,000 price point that were packed with luxurious things. So I love the fact that this Eagle travel trailer has pretty much everything a fifth wheel has in terms of the docking station, in terms of the really massive storage, lots of cool things that make it feel like a fifth wheel, but it's 33 feet and 8,000 pounds. So that's an RV I could actually own and use for our family. But I also really did love that Leisure Travel Unity rear lounge. That got me thinking about, like, when the kids are out of the house and you and I are RVing, just the two of us, I would really like something like that.
Yeah, for a cool 140, it could be yours.
I didn't know it was that much. Yeah. And then I'll pick two of the three of mine are the same as Stephanie's. I'll also pick that Sylvan Sport Vast. It just looked really, really fun to use. And like the idea that you could have the kitchen inside, or if the weather was nice, you could just slide the kitchen out and be cooking outside, was very, very appealing to me. So I would love to give that one a shot at some point too.
All right. We are going to be back in a minute just to wrap up the show with a couple of other RVX happenings. So stay tuned.
Some of them involving our girl, Stephanie.
All right. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, and thank you for joining us on this big special episode all about the RVX reveal in Salt Lake City just a couple of weeks ago. And we have one last segment we're going to talk about, and it has everything to do with my co-host, Stephanie, who won a major award, a major RV industry award at the RVX reveal. I am so proud of her. Our sons are so proud of her. We are all so proud of her. But before we tell you what that is and just give you the scoop on it, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Uncompromising construction and design paired with Jayco's industry-leading two-year limited warranty make the 2019 Red Hawk one of the best values in its class. Featuring J-Ride, a powerful blend of precise handling and renowned stability, the journey will always be smooth. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Now, for the second year, the RVIA has hosted the 40 Under 40 Award, and they have given out this award to 40 people in the RV industry that are under 40 that are considered to be the most influential people under 40 in the RV industry. Lots of industries do this. They do either a 30 under 30 or a 40 under 40. For Stephanie's sake, thank God they did a 40 under 40. So Stephanie won 40 under 40 at the RVX reveal. She is one of the 40 most influential people in the entire RV industry. And I couldn't be more proud of her. And I'm going to take a second and explain to our audience.
I'll just sit here squirming in discomfort.
I'm going to take a second and explain to our audience why she won, or why the judges, you know, placed her in this category. For producing over 300 podcasts with millions of downloads that have reached, you know, tens of thousands of consumers, millions. We've had millions of downloads on these podcasts. For publishing articles in Trailer Life magazine at this point, well over a dozen articles, cover stories. Also for co-writing The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations, and also just writing in publications across the industry. Those are just some of the things you've done in the last, 4 years since you quit your teaching job and moved into an RV industry job. And she works from home in New Jersey, far, far away from the RV industry, but her work has had a really major impact on the lives of many, many consumers out there.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, thank you. I do think that the best part about that, it was that I felt like the industry, like we, to circle back around to the beginning, where we're saying that the industry understands that to be consumer facing is a part of the future. I do think that they get that. It's a slow and steady grind to move to that consumer facing platform for them and to actually really start communicating with the general public about the industry as opposed to just communicating with dealers like we were talking about before. But I think in a way, my presence on that list does give a nod to it. They're saying that they understand that people are out there, younger people are out there sort of interpreting what RVing and camping looks like for another generation of RVers. I mean, that's kind of what we do, right? We started to do this thing that so many people look at and they say, hey, that might be cool. And we take people from the place of thinking that might be cool to the place of thinking I can do this and this is how I'm going to do it. So it's really a pragmatic kind of a thing that we do on a daily
basis.
Well,
you were the only writer / social media / blogger / author, person on the list. But also, I just think it's worth mentioning that, you know, the podcast is over 4 years old now. And I think one of the reasons why we started it is because we felt like there wasn't content for families that RV'd on weekends.
Four years ago, we felt
like all the content was by retirees or people that were living full time in their RVs. And that's great. I mean, I love all that content and I follow that content myself. But we didn't feel like there was content for busy working families that were struggling to get out on the weekends and struggling to take a week's vacation and maybe just struggling financially just to buy an RV.
Yeah.
So we wanted to kind of step into the gap and create that content for other families. And I'm just so, it's so meaningful to me that you won that reward because we wanted to create that content and you've kicked butt leading the way and being the producer for all of that content.
Well, I'm very grateful and I do appreciate it. And it was very nice to be recognized in that way. It always is nice
to
be recognized.
And you got a cool little like trophy. And,
yeah.
It's plaque.
A plaque. But it was like really nice looking. So it was. And it has my name on it and everything. So that's nice. But I do want to give a shout out to the fact that I'll say that there were other people also on that list of 40 that I was very proud to be on that list with other people that I've developed relationships with those people. And I love that thought that there's just this really dynamic group of younger people in the industry all bought in, you know, and really working to make this the best RV/outdoor recreation industry that it could possibly be, right? And just putting people in amazing RVs and getting them out there and exploring.
And I read through the whole list. I read the biographies of every person on the list. And I was left thinking like, well, what a bright industry.
Yeah.
Or what a bright future this industry has with all these dynamic, creative young people. And we have to also tell the story about how and when you found out that you won.
Okay. So I will say that this is the weirdest thing ever. So we were actually, so the cutoff, I don't want anybody to think that like I cheated, right? So I guess the cutoff that they considered anybody that had their that was 40 prior, that was under 40
like up to
prior
December 31st
to December 31st, right? So this past January, we were down in Disney for my birthday. Of course, you all know that story.
Camping at Fort Wilderness.
Celebrating my 40th birthday at Fort Wilderness. So it was a Monday, my birthday, and we were actually taking the golf cart up to take the boat over to the Magic Kingdom for the day. And we were on the golf cart, and I open up my email for the first time that day, and there was an email that from the president of the RVIA telling me that I had won this award. So it was actually on my 40th birthday that I received the email telling me that I was 40 under 40.
So how much happier can a girl get? You're at Disney World, on your way to the Magic Kingdom, camping at Fort Wilderness, your 40th birthday, and you win the award.
I did. So it was very memorable.
Well, I'm going to make you gush. I love you. I admire you. I really respect all the hard work you've put into the podcasts and the magazine articles and our first book. And we just turned in our second book and we're really excited about that. I guess we'll have to talk about that on a future episode.
All right, everybody. And you know what? For all of this, I will say that my biggest goal is not to tell you all about all of the RVs out there. The biggest goal in everything that I do is to tell you that the campground is a really magical, wonderful place to raise your kids and spend time together as a family. So in that spirit, it's fun to talk about all of these RVs, but it's more fun for me to say every week that I'll see you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.